Good morning, everyone. So I am on my treadmill. It's raining here in Nashville. I hope this is going to work. I have this brand new doohickey that's holding my phone so that you're not just getting my lower neck shot the whole time and about this part of me. So we're going to see if this guy works and if you can hear me okay and all that kind of stuff. I got it on the Instagram because I was like, I really want to be able to come to the tribe more on my treadmill, and my vanity stops me because I don't like it when they're only seeing this version of me. So we'll see if this works. All right, y'all have to let me know. Let me slow this down a little bit. Y'all have to let me know if everything's okay. I know it's going to be a little shaky, so that will have to be the price we pay for all the goodness. So what I wanted to do today was talk about, so I am in the absolute throes of writing the self-sabotage course and finishing the workbook and planning out all the things I'm going to talk about in video and all the things. And one of the key parts that, it looks good. Thank you, Ellen. One of the key parts of this, it was like tilting down. So one of the key parts about this whole process for ending self-sabotage is going to be about the story that we tell ourselves around things. And so, as you know, inside of No BS Phase 2, one of the important things that I teach you is all about thought downloads. And a thought download is just basically, what story are you telling yourself about something every single day? What story are you telling yourself around your food, around your mistakes, around your body, around the people in your life and all that kind of stuff? So a thought download is just basically an easy gateway to get what's running around in your head onto paper. Because once it's on the paper, then what we get to do is we get to observe it and decide, all right, what do I want to keep and what do I not want to keep? What part of this story is useful? What part of this story is not? What could I tell myself instead? All that kind of stuff. So that is what the thought download process is all about. It's just like a very powerful tool for you to be able to take back control over your mind and your life. And most of the time what we're taught is that we just think shit, and that's just like the personality we have, and hey man, like that's how you grew up. I can't blame you for thinking like that. Like, we're never taught any kind of like grown-ass woman thinking of like, ha, I'm an adult now. If I want to think something different, I should probably think something different. I would like to stop overeating. I'm probably going to have to quit thinking like the overeating version of myself and to begin layering in thinking like someone who no longer overeats and do that process over and over again. So I want to talk today about that rewrite story thing. And it's really important because I was just listening to a podcast, and the guy, overall the podcast wasn't that great, but this one part was. And he was talking about when a building is built. And he said, it's built in three phases. The first phase is the building is built in your mind. So, you know, the architect thinks about like, well, what do I want it to look like? And what's it going to have? And all this kind of stuff. Then they build it on paper. Like, well, okay, this is what's going to have to happen. This is what it's going to look like. Here's the project and all the kind of stuff. The third phase is the actual going out and taking what's on the paper and creating it in your life. And I thought, that is so good for weight loss, because that is exactly what I keep trying to teach you guys, is that we have to first like visualize what we want. And what a lot of you are doing is you're sitting around building your weight loss future, thinking about what's happened in the past versus what you want to create. So one of the things that we're going to do in self-sabotage is we are going to uncover, first and foremost, the whole story you have around like the four key areas to lose weight. There's like these four key areas I'm going to teach you about. And these four stories, basically, once you've unearthed the one you have and you create the new one, it's basically just going to work over and over and over again of doing the story. So I want you guys to think about this today. A lot of you have spent an exorbitant amount of time thinking about, well, what if I don't lose weight? Well, what if like What if it never happens? Well, what if I never quit overeating? Well, what if this week I don't lose weight? What if the scale goes up this week? Well, what if my husband brings home chips tomorrow? And what if this happens? And like, you go into like a what if sandwich making mode. You're like the dude at Subway and somebody said, hey, put all the shit on the sandwich. I want all of it. And I want you guys to think about when you're doing that, you are creating a story. You're creating a story to go give your brain instructions on how to keep doing exactly the same things you've always been doing. It's like, well, what if my husband brings in chips? Well, if that's the case, write the story of what if that happens. If you're thinking it, don't just be like, well, I'm going to leave it up to my brain that I keep swearing's broken to like figure it out in that moment. No. Like, what if the scale goes up this week? All right, Buttercup, what if it does? Let's decide on paper. You're visualizing. If you don't decide on paper, all right, what if the scale goes up this week? What if I don't lose weight? What if all these things happen? Write down what you would like to have happen. Like, if the scale doesn't go up, here's how I would love to see myself show up. Here's what I want to do. Here's how I will want to think about it. My best self, who's creating my future, this is what we do. You gotta have your blueprint. And you gotta do your blueprints as many times as it takes. For most of you who are not journaling each day, you're consciously deciding when you don't journal, I would like to not lose weight. Here's what I would like to do. I would like to do whatever frustrating behaviors I have now on repeat. So I refuse to journal. Because here's the truth. Journaling is not hard. Journaling is not scary. Here's the truth. It's not being done. You don't have the luxury to sit around and think bullshit like journaling's hard. You know what it is? It's you writing. Tell that story. Stop saying it's hard. And then don't come and argue with me. Like, yeah, Corinne, but when I sit there, I just don't know what to write. Nothing comes up for me. I don't give a shit. Neither should you. Tell me how much weight you've lost carrying around the thought planning and journaling is hard. How's it working? Does it feel great? If it doesn't, you have to stop just saying that. And you have to stop arguing for that to be true in your life by not doing it. If you think journaling is hard, you have to think also, and that's not a useful thought. I'll journal anyway. I'll just see how hard it is. Like, you could think a thousand things other than that. So it's really key to rewire the story. Now, what this means is going to be really simple. You have a blue box in your planner. You owe it to yourself every day to think about something that's going to be hard for you for the day. And you decide how you're going to show up for it and how you're going to make it easier and why this is going to be a possibility for you. And you write that every day. Will it mean that you'll actually do it every single day? No. Will you dramatically increase the chances of you doing more and more of that over time? Yes. 60 days straight doing that, I want you to think about this. If for the next 60 days you wrote down something that's going to be hard for me today, and here's how I want to think about it, and here's the things I'm going to do, and here are some of the things I need to like be aware of, and blah, blah, blah. If you did that every single day for 60 days versus the version of you who doesn't and sits around going, I just don't know why I self-sabotage. It's so hard for me. I hope all this clicks. I'm going to listen to another one of those Facebook Live Corinne does. I'm just going to consume a lot of content. But I'm not going to go to work. The version of you at the end of 60 days is going to be built on the back of how many times you write shit down. Period. I write every day. Every day. Every single day. Sometimes I bitch about it. Sometimes I'm so relieved at the end. Sometimes I think I don't have time. I just do it anyway. Sometimes I think there's so many more important things to be doing right now, but I do it. I just tell myself stuff like that just because I think it, it's not an option to follow it. It is no different. I want all of you with children right now that don't want to go to Zoom classes and stuff. Are you just sitting around going, well, okay. You don't want to. I guess we're just going to not finish school this year. I mean, like, until you want to, I'm not going to make you. Let's all sit around at the kitchen table and wonder what's wrong with us because we don't want to. You would never do that. There are so many instances in the world where, like, when you think about, like, wanting to, it's like, well, how do you make yourself when you want to? I don't know. Look at your children. What happens? A talking to. You have to do a talking to. You guys stop talking to yourself. You think not wanting to do something is a problem. It's like, it's not a problem. It's a problem when you don't do it because you had the thought. I don't want to do a lot of shit all the time. I just do it because I've told myself so many times that my desire to want to do something isn't required to get it done. That I can make myself do some stuff and that's okay. And then I do work on like, well, why am I not excited about it? Why is it hard? Like, and I do that work in my journal so that I can clean up a lot of the underlying shit. And that's what we're going to work on next month. I'm going to help you unearth all of that. But the basic practice is every day you owe it to yourself to write about who you want to be, what problems you're likely to encounter today, and how you want to show up. Not to sit there and worry about them. Like, well, today's going to be hard. You know, I'm not going to want to do things. And then just leave it at that. You can't leave it up to your default brain to figure it out. Because however you figured it out in the past is the only thing your default brain knows how to do. Your conscious brain is the one that can figure out anything you tell it to do. But that takes you telling it. And that happens on paper every day. That doesn't happen listening to me on a Facebook Live. That doesn't happen you thinking about it, mulling it around, marinating. There ain't no marinating on shit. There ain't no mulling around. There's a piece of paper and you being honest and being like, thank God I'm willing to be honest with myself. Because if the worst thing that happens when I'm honest with myself is judgment and feeling bad, I can handle it. I'm already judging myself and feeling bad. I'm just doing it without any hope of changing it when I do it in my head. So I'm real good at it. Might as well do it on paper. By the way, at least I can see what the hell I'm judging myself over and change it. So daily practice. Every day, if you really want to rewire your stories around things, you'll write about it each day. Today, what's likely to be hard for me? And how do I want to show up? How do I want to think about it? What things can I do? How can I make it easier for myself? And you just do those things. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I am at 2.5 miles. I've already lifted my back. Still on my weightlifting train. And I've got 2 of the accountability groups I'm talking to today. 2 are next week. So we had 4 accountability groups from last month win our challenge stuff. And so they're getting a private coaching call with me. And I will see everybody tonight at 5 p.m. on Zoom for anybody who wants coaching on food urges or drinking. That's tonight's theme of the evening. So I will see you then. Bye, y'all.